attack on the First Amendment, end of America type activities are going on right now in Crawford, Texas. Peaceful people, a law passed that is more akin to Nazi Germany or Communist China, blocking individuals from peacefully standing on the side of a rural road, a law written to frustrate free speech so that people cannot effectively expose the arch criminal George Bush and his gaggle of crooks. We're joined by Elliot Adams, and he's with Veterans for Peace, and I'm told that he was a witness to what happened out there just about 20, 30 minutes ago as 15 people were arrested. Sir, please tell us exactly what happened.
Well, we had, there were about 15 people, actually I think it was 12 to be exact, who, were residing in the ditch because, residing with laws against, to test this law, which was clearly written to stifle, free speech. I will say that both the sheriffs and the people who were violating the law were all very orderly and courteous. So when it came off very smoothly and courteously, and now we have to see what the courts do.
And so were the German guards. They were very courteous. You know, the Nuremberg Code, just following orders doesn't cut it, but I appreciate you saying those kind words. I have seen the McClellan County Sheriff's deputies have actually been pretty professional in the past. So you guys are up there on the road. Where were you witnessing this?
I was with everybody initially, and then... As the first stage of the arrest happened, they had moved the vehicles, and since I was driving one of the vans to bring people back, I didn't figure out how to, like, to get the van impounded. So from that point, I was there when they arrived, and then they lined up all 28 of them or so in all their cop cars and two vans and crime unit truck. And,
I'll tell you what, stay there, sir. We've got a break. Do one more quick little five-minute segment with us. I know you're out there on the ground in Crawford at the site of the First Amendment massacre. Oh, the crime unit to deal with former ambassadors sitting in a ditch.
Welcome to Reality Zone.
Alex Jones back live. Websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The police state is here, folks, when they arrest you because you're protesting on the side of the road and the emperor doesn't like it. We'll ask Congressman Ron Paul what he thinks of this and many other issues when he joins us in the next hour today on the day before Thanksgiving. We appreciate the congressman doing that. Got about 4 minutes now left in this segment with Elliot Adams, I would imagine, a great-great-great-great-grandson of Samuel Adams, but he's certainly going in that same line. They're witnessing Americans, I was told 15 by the Peace House, he's saying 12, being arrested by McClellan County Sheriff's deputies in the crime unit, and he's a member of Veterans for Peace. Sir, I mean, what is it like in America for you to witness people, you know, on the side of a rural road being arrested because there's a law saying that you can't protest the emperor?
Well, clearly these are dangerous times in our country. Clearly this is a time when our nation is at great risk, not from terrorists, but from within. So that is scary. On the other hand, it is great to be involved in seeing these actions, which are aimed at changing that process and in reverting back to or closer to America that we believe in, rather than this kind of basically totalitarianism.
They wouldn't be doing this. They wouldn't be passing laws and arresting people for free speech nationwide if your speech wasn't powerful and effective.
No doubt. No, I agree. If they weren't afraid of it, they wouldn't be doing it.
Bob Barr, who's a conservative, has joined the ACLU and others and said that all this stuff that's happening is a greater threat than the supposed Al-Qaeda.
There is no doubt about that. And in fact, I agree entirely with him. This is a real threat to America. This is not the America I fought for. This is the America I did not fight to defend. But it is great to be able to defend this nation today in the ditches. That's where it has to be done, and that's where we do it.
Well, you're right, sir. I mean, there are so many ways to fight, and the pen is mightier than the sword. Did the sheriff's deputies seem ashamed of themselves? You said that they were polite. Were they ashamed of themselves arresting former diplomats, ambassadors, prominent peace activists?
I can't say that they were ashamed. I will say that every one of them... gave us a wave as they left. Many gave us a peace symbol as they left.
Really? Sheriff's deputies? Oh, that shows some serious solidarity.
Well, I seriously think times are changing. I see it all throughout. I see it with law enforcement officers. When we were in D.C., some of the officers were who were fingerprinting people for the arrest on the 26th. As they rolled each finger, they said, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. So I see breaks within the structure, because it's clear that what we're seeing is very, very un-American. It's not what anybody in America believes in. These are not the principles that we have fought for in the past. It's not the principles we learned to love. And even the officials are seeing it. They may be protecting their job, but they cannot support what's happening.
Well, absolutely, sir. And again, Veterans for Peace has been there throughout exposing all this. I know you guys are leaving next week when Lord Bush, who's supposedly going to drop in, is scheduled to leave. But I hope in the future we can all come back and protest this, and I'd like to be there with you and get arrested, because this is historical. I mean, the First Amendment is so paramount. Did Cindy Sheehan's sister and others, did they lay down and make the police carry him off, or did they just go with them?
We, except for one person, everybody walked off. One person lay down, but everybody else walked off.
But you did see sheriff deputies give the peace sign?
Yes.
How many would you say, sir?
A couple.
And how many total were there? You said 28 or so?
28 or so, yes.
Okay. And just in closing here, any other plans for people throughout the weekend to be there and be arrested themselves, or to resist this unconstitutional law? And then also give us any contact info for Veterans for Peace or the Peace House, or for anybody that wants to support you guys.
Okay, we have this week we have several things planned. Tomorrow is, if I'm not mistaken, is Thursday. We're going to have a very simple meal in solidarity with the solemnity of the occasion. We're not going to have a Thanksgiving turkey. We have New Orleans where people are starving. We have Iraq where people are starving. So we'll have a very simple meal. Friday we will have a dedication of the Cindy Sheehan memorial here at the Peace House, beautifully carved rock done by Ron, and on the, what he did in the hot sun all summer. On Saturday we will have a rally. Sunday we have a interfaith service.
All right, fire out those websites for us.
Now, the Peace House phone number is 254-486-0099. That is 254-486-0099. You can Google that website.
We really appreciate you joining us, Mr. Adams. We'll check in with you, okay?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.